Have that is fit within 4 amas of somebody who is davening, whether you're in front of him or to the side. Even if he's at an angle, he has to be 4 amas away from him. Ayodin says that if a misbattle is standing in front of something or a side of something which is a cabinet, 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, then you can't sit on the other side because it's considered different issues. It says it's not so poshut because that's as far as sitting is concerned. As far as walking in front of him, so as long as he can see you, 10 tefachim is lower than the height of a person. A person is more than 10 tefachim tall. So that won't help for that because you're still distracting him by walking in front of him. Yeah, it's considered an involvement in Shemar Esrei, even if you finish the main body of the Shemar Esrei. As long as you think Tachanunim, the Lashon of the Shabru is as long as he didn't take the 3 steps back, he's still considered in the involvement in Shemar Esrei. The Ramah adds another chumrah that not only in front and to the side, but even behind him. The entire 4 amas all around him is also in all directions. The Tazad is considered Admat Kodesh. This is happening with a special position at him. It says if the one who is sitting is involved in davening, then he does not have to go out of the 4 amas. And there are those that are matter even to learn Torah, even though it's not part of the tefillah. The third opinion holds that that which one can sit and by them while they're davening, if this person is sitting is also davening, is only when he's on the side or behind them. He's in front of them, as long as they can see him, even if the one who's sitting is saying Kriya Shema, which has a very serious tefillah, even so, according to the second opinion, cannot sit over there. The Mishnah Berurah says is what to rely on to be makil sitting. In other words, according to the first opinion, as long as he's involved in tefillah, he can sit even in front of him. He says, Achreinim say that it is good to be machmir like the last opinion. In other words, if you're in front of the person, even if you're davening, you should stand up. Those that say if the one who is next to the misbalah is a weak person, it's hard for him to stand, then mutter for him to sit, because it's clear that he's not doing as he's going to the tefillah, because he doesn't have faith to stand up. The person was already sitting, and then somebody came next to him and started davening Shemone Esrei, the one who was there first does not have to stand up for it. The person davening Shemone Esrei should not have gotten to a place where somebody is really sitting. And the Mishnah Berurah says this din that the one who was there first is the one who decides who, if you can sit up, stand up or not, sit down or not, is only at home. There's the Migin Kavua and the Shul, then you do have to go because everybody has the right to be there. Okay, so the best thing to do is to start Shemone Esrei with everybody else. If a guy is taking a very long time in Shemone Esrei, so then it depends. If you're a weak person, you need to sit down. You don't have what to rely on to sit down. No, instead, it's wait till he finishes.